Liam, you're gearing up to headline the Heat 11 fight night in Derry next weekend. How have the preparations been going?
Preparations have been going great. Me and the coach and one of my sponsors, Keegan, putting in a lot of hard work with the gym, more power, strength and just quickness to get me all right. And the mentality has been going great and weight cutting has been amazing.
Very good. And next weekend, it is the Cadet Irish title that's up for grabs, if I'm not mistaken. That would be a nice one to add to your list of belts.
Oh, it would have been amazing that. It would be the last cadet belt I'd fight for, because this time next year, then I'll be 18, so I'll be fighting for the senior belt. So it'll be a big step up. Hopefully, we'll just get the junior out of it now.
That's it. Who will your opponent be next Saturday?
My opponent's going to be Jaden Whelan, fighting from Team KF down in Dublin.
Right, and you'll be confident in getting your hand raised, no doubt.
I've been confident before. Me and Jaden's fought twice before, so this is a trilogy. I have two wins on him, so I'm just going to try for this trilogy to end. Both ranked high up there in Ireland for two fighters, so it's easy enough to go again.
It's brilliant for you to be able to headline an event like this just a few miles from the door. It's going to be one of the most exciting local fight nights of the year, so for you it must be a big deal for you to get to headline this occasion.
Right, it's going to be really good. Like, I'll have a lot of support from my own crowd coming up from Buncrana, and then all the Derry ones that I train with, I have loads of support from them, especially Pintus. He puts on such a great show up there. Like,
and the Shantalo Community Centre in Derry, is that familiar? Is that a familiar stomping ground for you?
That's familiar. I train down in Shantalo, and we normally have every year he throws a big fight show, a really big show, and we all fight down there and we train there like Monday or Tuesday and a Thursday.
Very good. And come next Saturday, what will the capacity of the venue be like? How many people are expected to be there?
Yeah, I wouldn't know how many be there, but I'd say there's a good couple hundred. Like, there's going to be loads. It's going to be rammed. It's one of the biggest shows he's throwing. There's loads of fighters on, from right up from juniors, rising stars, to seniors.
And I'm sure it'll be a proud moment for you and your family to make the walk out. And even your coaches, everyone that's helped you to get where you are so far. And no doubt there'll be a few sponsors that will have helped you to get here and continue to help you in the future.
I just want to say a big mass thank you to all my sponsors for supporting me in the lead up to this fight and believing me. A special shout out to the main sponsor, D&T Competitions. He's helped a big way to make this fight happen a lot. And to Harmony Acupuncture, CNS Injury Clinic, and Keegan Higgerty and the Rabbit Hole. All your support never goes unnoticed.
I suppose, Liam, you don't just get these kind of gigs for nothing. You're still very young, 16, turning 17 before the fight, I think. You've been around the block when it comes to winning these big competitions, though. You're a two-time Irish champion, a European champion, and just a small matter of achieving third at the World Championships, which I know you're very proud of as well. Even though you're still young, you've achieved a lot in your short career already.
That's it. I've achieved it all right. Mine for the short career. I'm going to finish off now in my last junior year underage, and then hopefully senior, where it gets more fun, take the shin guards off, everything, hopefully turn pro.
That's it. I was going to ask you, if we look past next weekend for a second, let's say you take that Cadet Irish title, what would the next year to 18 months look like for you? Any big competitions on the horizon that you have your eye on?
Well, after that, then we have the Worlds in, I think it's October time, over in Spain, so we'll definitely give that a good run out. And then really, we just take what we have. Hopefully, there's fights overseas, Scotland, England, wherever. And then once I'm 18, go pro.
Good stuff.
Whatever, like.
Yeah, kickboxing, it's really an amazing sport. All sorts of combat sports have really taken off in the past couple of decades. If you were to go back to the beginning, what was it that first got you into it, Liam?
To be honest, I think it was just back in the day, like, I had a whole family, and I'd have uncles and that, and even mates that were boxing, and I just fell in love with it back then, even watching it on the TV and still watching it to this day.
And how old were you when you would say that you first had your first training session, or can you even remember your first kickboxing match?
I was about 6 probably when I started training, and then I think my first match might have been 10.
You've about, what, 6 or 7 years of experience of fighting proper kickboxing matches, so it stands to you.
Definitely.
Even though you're fairly experienced, even just for being 16, will there be a few nerves floating around before making the walk next Saturday?
Will there be a few what, sorry?
A few nerves, or will it all be calm, cool and collected, do you think?
I'd say now at the minute, yeah, I'd be nervous, but once you get in there, and really once I'm there, I'll thrive on a lot of support and like a crowd. So I know once I'm in there, that's when I'll be confident and just focus and ready to go, really.
That's it. It'll be nice to be so close to home and have all your friends and family there to watch. So if people are listening to this and thinking, geez, I'd like to support this young lad, how do you go about getting tickets for this event?
You can rather text me or my ma, or on the day of the fight, you can go up to Chantalo and they'll have, I think it's early tickets, or they might do a couple more tickets at the door and you can get them there.
And is there there's a bus going from Buncrana, is there?
There's a bus going from Buncrana, a supporters bus to come up and watch me.
Very good. That's very exciting as well. Finally, Liam, it's obviously going to be a massive occasion for you next weekend. If you were to look forward now to the next week or 10 days, what part are you looking forward to the most?
To be honest, I'm looking forward to fight night's the best one. I can't wait. I've been itching for it every day, even the past week leading up to it. And then, to be honest, it's Christmas. A wee bit of a rest after, because you'd be flat out all the time.
That's it. Liam Grant, thanks very much for joining us on the Score programme this evening. Best of luck next Saturday. And of course, everything else that comes after that. We'll be keeping a close eye on it here in Highland, okay?
Thank you very much.